Hello, everyone, and welcome to Picture Pictionary. I mean, Picture Dictionary. I get those two words confused sometimes. Picture Dictionary. Of course, the dictionary is the book that we use to find out what all these great words mean. And we have a picture dictionary because we can't read.
Huh? What?
Because we want our reading...
It's in the magazine.
Funnier.
It's got cool pictures.
Right.
Of course, I like picture dictionaries. They're always interesting. Because sometimes you'll be looking up a word, and then you'll see an interesting, weird picture, and you say, what word is that? And so you can learn something new very quickly.
And did you know we have a teaching technique called the direct method?
What's that, Anna? Can you teach us?
A direct method is no... too much explanation about something.
Don't explain things too much.
Right. If you want to teach mountain, just show mountain, the picture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't have to say a mountain is something made up with dirt and what kind of shape. No, just show the picture. So picture dictionary is very important.
Okay, but what if you want to teach a word that you can't show in a picture?
Then don't use direct method.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a look.
All right, let's take a look. Airport information.
Arrival.
Arrival.
The bad weather delayed flight 123's arrival by 1 hour.
The bad weather delayed flight 123's arrival by 1 hour.
Departure.
Departure.
People must turn off cell phones during departure.
People must turn off cell phones during departure.
Check in.
Check in.
If you want to stay in the hotel tonight, you must check in by noon.
If you want to stay in the hotel tonight, you must check in by noon.
Board.
Board.
Jack will board the plane at gate 5.
Jack will board the plane at gate 5.
Flight.
Flight.
My flight to Canada is on the 12th at 8 p.m.
My flight to Canada is on the 12th at 8 p.m.
Okay, so what are we doing? We're taking an airplane. Yay!
You're going
like
back?
To take an airplane. Actually, taking an airplane isn't that much fun anymore.
Why not?
Well, they're so busy these days,
right?
The airports are busy, and because of 911 in America, there's all that security, no this, no that, crowds of people, the plane's going to be 3 hours late. Anyway, it's still okay. I do enjoy flying, but it does seem there's a few more problems these days.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, there's more people flying.
Right.
But when you are flying, unless you're super super rich, you'll have to go to an airport.
当然啦，你要先去机场 airport.
If you're super rich, you have your own airplane, and it just lands in your lake.
我没有想过，如果你真的很有钱，自己会有自己的机场，还有飞机呀。
But that's for famous people like John Travolta.
And the president?
And the president, exactly. Mm-hmm. But most of us have to go to the airport. That's A-I-R-P-O-R-T, the place that you go to get on and get off of an airplane.
Right.
All right, one word we have very often when we go to the airport, we see this word, hear it all the time, arrival. Arrival, okay? An arrival is a person or an airplane that has finished its trip, it's finished its journey, and it's gotten to the place it wants to be at. So if you fly from Hong Kong to Taipei, arrival would be when you get to Taipei, and the plane has landed. That's the arrival, A-R-R-I-V-A-L. Do we have an example sentence?
Of course we
Good.
Do, but before that, let me explain.
Please.
因为其实我们知道这个 arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E, arrive 其实就是到达的意思, 所以你可以大概猜得出来, arrival 跟 arrive 也会有同样的意思啊, 那 arrival 其实就是名词的所谓的抵达了, 飞机抵达, 或者是入境, 人呢已经到了他的目的地了, 那这个时候呢，就会用 arrival。
Exactly.
Understood?
I couldn't have said it better. For example, the bad weather delayed flight 123's arrival by 1 hour. The bad weather delayed flight 123's arrival by 1 hour. So it should have arrived at 9 o'clock, but it was actually 10 o'clock when it arrived. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you explained arrive. We can also say arrive at a time or arrive in a place.
Right.
Okay, my Hong Kong, or my plane from Hong Kong arrived at 11:30 and arrived in Taoyuan.
Right, 所以像这个动词啊，有时候也会搭配着这个飞机啊，或者是人一起出现，可能是加在什么时间点啊，或者是到达了什么什么地方。不过在例句当中，有时候还会用到的，就是比如说某一个号码的航班叫做 flight 什么什么加数字，像是例句当中提到的 flight 123，一二三号航班。那么因为天气很糟糕的状况呢，所以就是什么延迟抵达什么的。这时候又会听到另外一个叫做 delay 就是延迟的意思。
Mm-hmm. Now if we're going to arrive.We have to leave, right? You can't get somewhere before you leave another place. That's the first thing you have to do. At an airport, we use the term departure. Departure. Again, this is a person or an airplane that is leaving a place, okay? So when you go from Taipei to Hong Kong, the departure is from Taipei. The arrival is at Hong Kong. Departure, D-E-P-A-R-T-U-R-E, and that's very similar to the verb depart.
Right,、所以如果我们刚刚说 arrival, 它的动词叫 arrive, 那么你也可以猜啦 departure, 出境或者是离开的这个动词它原来应该是 depart, D-E-P-A-R-T, 不过我们常会说 depart from,、从什么什么城市或国家离开然后 arrive in, 然后到达了
Okay, so anytime if you're getting on the plane, if they're closing the doors,、if the plane's getting ready to go, that's all part of departure.、That's all part of leaving the city that you're in. For example, they say people must turn off cell phones during departure. People must turn off cell phones during departure. You should actually turn off your cell phone during the whole flight. But they say you should turn off your electronic devices, your MP3 players, your DS video games,
your iPod,
all of that stuff during departure. Yeah, in case there's an emergency and they have to yell out, danger, danger, fire, we're all going to die. They don't want you to be like, music, we're all going to die.
So that's why.
But I thought it was weird because I like to listen to music and look out the window, you know, because it's kind of cool. And one day the lady's like, no, you have to turn it off. And I said, why? And she said, in case there's an emergency and we have to tell you to, like, put your head down or something.
Oh, I see.
And I kind of thought, you know, if the plane is going to crash and we're all going to die, I hope the person sitting next to me will go, we're all going to die. And I'll be like, what? Oh, okay, thanks.You know, and if the plane's going to crash, I'll probably know, because we'll be going like this, and there'll be smoke, and people are going, oh, my God! But I'm like, no, just listen to my music. You know,
that's probably better.
I think that would be better.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
We're all going to die, so I'm going to listen to my favorite song.
Anyways. 对，我为什么聊那么多呢？因为其实，在例句当中提到说，哎，在那个出境的时候啊 ，during departure 一定要把这个手机先关掉。然后，事实上，在飞行的时候，我们都要把一些 electronic appliances， 像那些电器用品啊，都把它关掉，所以不要在那边打电动或者是听音乐啊之类的，是因为一些飞行的安全的问题。
Of course, we make jokes about it, but really, traveling by plane can be dangerous. People do die. That's very sad. But really, it's actually a very safe way to travel. When you think about all the millions of people who travel every year. And, you know, much safer than riding a bike or driving a car. Anyways, let's check out something else you'll do. You check in when you get to the airport, right? You get there, you go up, hi, my name's this. You show them your passport, you get your ticket. They take your bag, it goes in the plane. You're all ready to leave. All of that is called check-in. C-H-E-C-K-I-N. Two words, check-in. C-H-E-C-K-I-N. I-N. We also use this when we go to a hotel or something like that. It's anywhere where they have your name, but you have to come and say, hi, it's me, I'm here, I can take my ticket now. All of that is called check-in or checking in.
How about in a clinic?
In a clinic, yeah, you can do that too.
Check-in?
Yeah, exactly, because you've already called ahead, they're waiting for you. You want to tell them, I'm here, you know who I am. Let's do this.
所以就是所谓的报到啊，登记啊，办理登记的手续啊，不管是去看医生的时候，或者你已经预定好了什么时候要住哪里哪一个饭店，或者是你已经预约好要登上什么什么哪一号的这个航班啊，这个时候要告诉对方你已经来了，这个动作就叫做 check in.
For example, if you want to stay in the hotel tonight, you must check in by noon.If you want to stay in the hotel tonight, you must check in by noon.
Right. 通常都是十二点以前去 check in.
Because if you don't, they might think, oh, you're not coming today, and they'll give your room to somewhere else.
但是如果是去 hotel, 之后好像要 check out.
Check out, yes.
对啊。
Yeah.
但是我们如果说是去搭飞机的话需要 check out 吗？
No, because you don't have to check.
对啊、
you just get off the plane and you leave.、
啊、
Whereas at a hotel, you do. I'm leaving, here's my key,
sign
my bill,
pay extra money,
blah, blah, blah. But once the airplane has finished the trip, it's arrived, no, you don't check out,
just leave.、
But when you're getting on the plane at the beginning,、we use the verb to board, to、board the plane, B-O-A-R-D. You can say, let's get on the plane.But board is very good. We use this for getting on to trains, airplanes, buses, boats. Big kind of machines that carry lots of people. We can use the verb board.
Did we talk about this word last month?
We've talked about it before.
Get pay on board?
Yes.
Pay on boarding?
Pay on,
pay、
yes.
of,
pay on alighting.
Alighting,
yes.
对
we talked about that.
对啊，所以这个 board 就是登上交通工具。当然飞机的登机的登也会用这个字 board.
That's right. For example, Jack will board the plane at gate 5. And one trip by plane, we use the word flight, F-L-I-G-H-T.A flight is a trip、in an airplane, okay?、
Right.
And we often talk about this being the trip in the airplane. My flight was really long. My flight was late. My flight is on time. You know, my flight is at 9 o'clock in the morning. So you're talking about the airplane you are taking, the trip you are taking by an airplane, that's your flight, F-L-I-G-H-T.
所以它其实就是你的班次。某一个航空公司的什么样的班次，或甚至讲那一次坐飞机到哪里的那一个飞行，都可以叫做 flight.
For example, my flight to Canada is on the 12th at 8 p.m.、My flight to Canada is on the 12th at 8 o'clock p.m.
别走开哦，接下来是我们的 wrap up. So, we learned 5 words today.
We did.
I think it's flight.
Flight.
Board.
Board.
Departure.
Arrival.
And what's the last word?
Hello, sir. Where will you be flying today? Oh, I'm flying to London. Can I see your passport, please? Yeah, sure. Here's my passport.
Oh,
Mr. Jones. Yes, okay. So your seat is 14D and the flight is...
I'm sorry, I prefer...
What's that called?
The window seat.
No. What's that called?
That's called check-in.
Check-in, exactly.
Right.
So we've learned a few of those words. Most of these words are about leaving, right? Board, check-in, departure, that kind of thing. Tomorrow, we're going to find out about some words that we use when we get to the place on arrival. So we'll see you then, unless you fly to Australia.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you then.
Hey, 怎么啦？
我这次考试只考了99分，差一分100分。I am extremely disappointed at the results. Okay, 我最近在减肥。
减肥干嘛？你很瘦哎。
昨天我量体重还差1公斤。I am extremely disappointed at the results.
Hello, it's Evita. 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。各位同学，你们会为自己打分数吗？很多人可能对自己所作所为啊都有要求，但其实是好事。 不过事事求是，每分每刻都来追求完美，就太累喽。如此一来，总是对任何事的结果都不甚满意，甚至失望。像刚刚的剧情，那位追求完美的小姐一直说 I'm extremely disappointed at the result. 意思是我对于结果感到相当失望。 Disappointed 形容词，表示失望的意思。我们可以看到它所搭配的介系词是 at， 所以 somebody be disappointed at something 就是某人对某事感到失望。而 extremely 副词表示极度、非常，相对于 very 这个形容词，同学们把 extremely 学起来，可以让自己的用词更多元化哦。还有，千万不要再自言自语了啦，把这个句子学好就对了，好吗？猜猜看，妈妈早上叫你起床时要说 get up 还是 wake up 呢？很多学生常问罗拉老师，这个起床到底是要用 wake up 还是 get up 呢？因为印象中好像这两个片语都是指起床的意思。没有错，在口语上呢，其实这两者的用法很像，几乎是一样的，可以互换着用。可是呢，如果要细分的话，还是有点差别啦。简单来说， wake up 是用来表示意识比较不清楚的时候，眼睛睁开醒来这样的意思，苏醒的意思啦。而 get up 则是用在我们比较有清楚意识的时候呢，而起身、起床、下床这样子的动作哦。像是每天早上赖床的时候，妈妈就会说：“哎，怎么不赶快起来呢？”我就会说 ：“I woke up, but I just don't have the energy to get up。”也就是说呢，我真的是醒来了 ，wake up， 可是我只是没有力气，怎么样 ？get up， 起床、下床啊。另外，当我们用片语 wake somebody up， 就是叫某人起床，把某人叫醒的意思。像是每次啊，周末想要睡到自然醒，偏偏我的朋友就一大早打电话给我吵醒。I hate it when my friends call me and wake me up on weekend mornings。而口语上其实我们可以直接用 up 就用来表示起床啦，不在床上的意思哦。像是我们常会听 I'm up， 就是我醒来了。还有 Why are you up so early？ 哎，你怎么这么早就下床起床了呢？What did we learn from Teacher Laura？ 虽然我们可以用 wake up 和 get up 都用来表示起床啦，可是如果要细分差别， wake up 是眼睛睁开而醒来， get up 则是表示醒来了并且起床的意思哦。而 up 在口语上也有起床的意思哦。
Airport information。
Arrival.The bad weather delayed flight 123's arrival by 1 hour.
The bad weather delayed flight 123's arrival by 1 hour.
Departure. People must turn off cell phones during departure.
People must turn off cell phones during departure.
Check in. If you want to stay in the hotel tonight, you must check in by noon.
If you want to stay in the hotel tonight, you must check in by noon.
Board. Jack will board the plane at gate 5.
Jack will board the plane at gate 5.
Flight. My flight to Canada is on the 12th at 8 p.m.
My flight to Canada is on the 12th at 8 p.m.